Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm going to ask Pastor B, Bell. Pastor Bell, you should be so kind to give us another selection.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe.
I believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Say goodbye to it all. You ain't welcome here. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Dale. I'm on the road, and I appreciate you, Pastor, for playing the music for us today. God bless you. And hey, welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. For some reason, I'm not able to record this, so praise the Lord. You know, I just, whatever God say do, that's what I do. I don't have a problem with this stuff. But I know one thing, God got a mighty word for you today. Awesome. For this whole week, matter of fact. And we're going to lay some things out here in a moment. But before we get started, as always, we love to have prayer. Because prayer sometimes set the atmosphere. And one thing for sure, you can always pray. You can always pray. So ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're still talking about reality of the new creation. So we're learning more truth every day about what the Word declare and decree that we are. And it's important that we get all of that. And the main part is to get eternally ready, okay? I don't want anybody ever forget that. This is about getting eternally ready. God sent Jesus here for us so we can get eternally ready. It just never ceased to amaze me. Man, we don't even have a clue. Trust me. We don't have a clear understanding that we are a million times bigger than we know. I mean, God. I mean, when I think about God's goodness, most Christians have no conception of what they are, per the Bible. Now, Satan just bombard your head with what you're not, and you ain't this, and you ain't that, and you're never going to be this, and you're never going to be that. And remember, and he wants you to spend your time grooving and I mean crying and pleading over sin. And God don't want us to be sin conscience. He wants us to be righteous conscience. See, if that's what's on your mind, what you gonna do? Trust me. If you think righteous, you're gonna talk righteous, you're gonna act righteous, and trust me, you will become righteous. But if you're always talking negative, don't never have nothing good to say, everything look, you know, what you think the end results of that is? Hello. Don't ever use faith. Always, well, I just can't do this, and I won't be able to make it. You're absolutely right, because the Bible says you can have what you say. You keep on talking like that, you're talking defeated. Stop it, I say. Stop talking like you're defeated. Somewhere down the line, you've forgotten that. See, and that's more the reason we need to understand Ephesians 4 and 11 through 13. He gave some to apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting or equipping the saints. So that's one of the things we want to talk about. See, that's what's really going on with the new creation. We've been equipped for the ministry. Let me say that again. Somebody might miss that. We've been equipped for the ministry. Yeah. It just amazed me how God took and clothed us with his gift of the Holy Spirit and make us like him. But you see, if you look at this thing in the totality of it, how he actually did this, it's amazing. The same stuff that Satan used to come against us, God turned around and reversed it on him. And see, I hadn't seen that like that before either, because the Bible says, and God made him who knew no sin. See, you know, we are sinful creatures. So I said, okay, I'll go where you live at. I'll make Jesus become your sin. See, Satan, that gave him a black eye. See, that gave him, because he thought sin was just, you was going to die. And he had no clue of what God was doing. Woo! Man, that thing is so awesome. I tell you, it rocks my world. When I think about how awesome God is, he says, okay, Satan, this game you want to play? You want to play sinful game? I got something for you. He made Jesus to become sin for us. So we took on his righteousness. He took on our sin. And then he whipped sin and made an open show of him. And told the Father, okay, they can act like you now. See, before, we couldn't live like that. At some point in time, we weren't allowed to live righteous. I hope y'all understand that. Because we had a yoke upon us. So the Lord said, you know what? Take my yoke and learn of me. For I am gentle. I am lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Take his word and understand that the Holy Spirit came to dwell in you, in me, the resurrection power. And he gave some, the Bible says, this anointing that goes along with that, help us to propel over that lifestyle. Over you every day. So yes, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Yes, we're everything the Word of God decreed and declared that we are. Satan didn't know God was going to hit him like that. So guess what he decided to do? He decided to use faith. Yeah. And he decided, because see, faith is his word, remember? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch this, brothers and sisters. The foundation of faith is this. If you look at it like this, because this is how God showed it to me. The foundation of faith. Now remember, faith is God's word. Jesus is the author. He created this thing. So him being the author of this thing, watch this. In the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through him or by him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, what they're saying is faith is what created everything. That's why Hebrews 11 says that we understand through faith. Y'all just, did you get that? Pastor, read that, if you will, in St. John 1:1-3. See, I had never seen that like that. God said, okay, everything I'm going to do is going to be for faith. I ain't going to do nothing without it, because if you do anything without it, I'm not going to be pleased. So without faith, you can't please God. Without his word, you can't please him. Stop trying to do things without his word. It'll never work. And yet you can get rich. You can do a whole lot of things with the word of God. But without it, you can't please God. So God is pleased when you use his word, when you stand on his word for whatever. He don't care about you having cars, mansion. He don't care about that stuff. He care about faith. He wants us to become faith babies, faith children. Read St. John 1:1-3, Pastor, in the Messenger Bible, whatever you have there. Now, watch this. Watch this. This ain't for everybody, but this for those that spirit is open to truth. God is saying, I want to do this for you. I want to help you to do this. I want you to use me. See, that's what he's saying in all of that. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he said, I want you to use my word, because when you use my word, you're using me. You didn't get that yet, did you? Let me take my time and say this. Because see, I don't want you to miss the real foundation here. The real foundation is all based on his word. The divinity, the divine faith is based on his word. That God just spoke it. See, let me take my time and say this. God promises is based on his word. Everything God promised. See, that's why Abraham became the father of the faithful. You know what? Because God had promised him. Listen, brothers and sisters, because it doesn't happen right then, that don't mean God is not going to do it. Because it was 25 years. Abraham believed the promise that God would give him a son. 25 years. And you can't wait 25 minutes. You get discombobulated because you've had to spend a year waiting on that. Wait 25 years. He stood face to face with God on the promises that every year expecting a son. And Sarah, she was, weary and she got older. I don't know about you guys, but I think if you look back in the mirror or do what they call like a recall, go back and look at some pictures 30 years ago and see if you look the same. If you do, you're just a walking miracle. But if not, that means that you have aged over the years. The hair get a little whiter. So it is with Sarah. Sarah wasn't getting any younger. She used to strut like a peacock. Yeah. Hips. The Bible says she was beautiful. That's what the Bible says. And I believe it. Long hair. Beautiful lips. Beautiful eyes. What the Kardashians would have gave just to have lips like her? All of this beauty. But year after year, Sarah, and you know, you would think Sarah would be a little bit more appealing, but wait a minute here. In the natural, I'm just talking about the natural thing changes. Can I get one amen on that? I just want one. In the natural, things changes. I believe Sarah, and him. I believe they respected everything God said. But after 25 years, hear what God said to Abraham. And then see how Abraham acted. He was among his own people. And God said, okay, I'm going to do this miracle for you, but you need to gather around your people. See, I could tell the story, but I'm just going to skip past that and let you know that even though God then gave you a word, don't you know the devil there? So when God set his seal upon you, the devil will not dare to break it. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God done put a seal on you. And the devil do all kinds of stuff to make it become a disingenuine, I should say. But here's what's happening. There was two laws there. There was a law of keeping, just doing what's right, even though there was no law per se. For Abraham, because Abraham was judged without the law. Abraham was. He was judged without the law. But he had the law of faith. And for that reason, it was counted unto him for righteousness. For righteousness. And God is speaking to somebody right now. It's going to be counted unto you for righteousness. For righteousness. So don't think that the devil got the upper hand. You know why? Because when God sees you, he sees you through Christ. And then let me tell you this too, because I was going to lay it out, but the Lord didn't lead me to go that way today. But I'm going to tell you this. Faith is the victory, okay? That's so important. In 1 John 5:4, this is the victory. I'm going to try to hear this. This is the victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Your faith is what's going to help you overcome. That's what makes you an overcomer. You got that scripture and you standing on it. Did I tell you the other week, God is reproducing himself in us? So how could he do that without giving us the word? Because that's what pleased him. There's some things people dare confess. Start confessing everything the word of God say you are. That's why the Bible says, whosoever is born of God overcome the world. Well, how did you get born of God? I'm glad you asked. By his word. So when you began to identify with the word and the word began to identify with you, then you're going to understand 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Why? Because it's the word of God himself living in you. If you're speaking. Having it in your head means nothing. You got to get it in your spirit. Having these great ideas mean nothing. Because Satan have that. And he believes. But he won't act on the word of God. See, when you come to realize that we're laborers together, and I know folks, they don't want to hear that, because they want to make God something God don't want to be. God want to be one with us. Oh, I know him right now. But I read that in 1 Corinthians 3:9. Well, I'll pass them to read that. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, we ain't going to be too much longer. Like I said, I'm on the road. And I was going to lay it out, but the Lord is telling me to tell you that the reality of the new creation is predicated on faith, brothers and sisters, and you live in it, and you are so much like God. When I tell you you're so much like God, woo, a million times more than what your mind could even imagine. God has made us like him. That's why he's getting us eternally ready, so we can live eternally with this. But I was going to go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, right? See, thank you. That abundant life comes to mind now. The abundant life is in me. He is no longer with me. He have convinced me and convicted me that he got in me. But he is in me to guide me. Also, the reality of his mighty ministry is in me. Now you can understand what Paul meant when he said, for we are labels together. Folks don't want to be labels with God. Why not? If he said you're labels together, what's wrong with that? Don't allow your head to take that nowhere but what he just said. You're labors together. You ever labor with somebody? You ever labor with somebody? Yeah, you work side by side with somebody? Y'all doing the same job. You know, it's the same purpose, not necessarily the same job, but the same purpose in mind. So I know that I have a fellow worker, in other words. That's what that means. You're a fellow worker. I know it means to God is thrilled to know that, hey, I got my children working with me now. I'm not going to ask the show of hands. But if you have that parent spirit, you want to instruct your children. You want to guide them. You want to direct them. You want to offer them maybe something you didn't even have. You want to, and then whatever you do have, you want to offer them that too. God want to sow seed in us because he want us to grow. See, why do you think the word of God said we are partakers? Uh-huh. Because he wants you to take your part in this divine life. People, oh, well, you know what? I'm not going to say, God, you look high, look. And yeah, he looks high. And yes, he looks low. But wait a minute. It's bigger than that. God said, I'm going to get inside your spirit. So it's no longer you that live, but Christ in you is going to live now. That's how awesome that is. So your desires changed. Man, if we could just get past the foundation, if we could just get past these simple principles, no power can ever move you. I don't care if it's principalities, powers, or it, like Paul said, I'm not going to let none of this stuff separate me from the love of God. See, because he knew it was right there to do that. He said, it ain't going to happen to me. You know why? Because he was building everything on the word of God. He put the word of God where God put it, and that was first place. That's what we're to do. When you put the word of God first place, you just put God totally over your life. Some folks just think you end up with peace. You end up with joy. Now, brothers and sisters, it's bigger than that. You just end up with heaven best. And that's why Satan came. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know who I'm talking to now. But I'm going to tell you right now. When you're really, that word get on you and you just start getting all fired up and that word start being in your spirit and you like Jeremiah's like fire shut up in your bones, and you start acting like that and getting like that, the power of God just all up in your spirit. And Satan get as far away from you as he can. Trust me. You don't let him sit around and grow mold on you. No, he's getting somewhere. But anyway, that's what I have for you today. I was going to lay it out pretty much this week, but I don't know how God going to take us. Like I said, we're on the road. I can tell you one thing. God counted, when you operate in faith, God counted to you as righteousness. That I can show you. When you operate in faith, you're going to have all of God's grace that I can assure you of. Let me tell you what. You got to have that baby spirit. Remember what Peter said in 1 Peter 2:2? He said, as newborn babes desiring pure milk of the word. You ought to want God pureness. Stop selling for substitute. What is that stuff that you, they give kids nowadays? They don't even give them pure milk anymore. People got away from pureness. They don't know what that is. But anyway, is similar. Tell me how, James is sharing. What is that? Similar? You know, when we were growing up, Pastor, you know, they gave us the real milk, because some of us got it from the breast. I hope that don't bother your little virgin ears, but some of us got it right from the breast. I like to think we got the titty. I'm a titty baby. But I know, breast baby. How about that one? But today they don't desire. They just give that baby anything. Similac, some kind of lack, anything. And I'm going to tell you all this, too. And I believe I get some witnesses on this one. The Bible said the reason you want to do this is so you can grow. You can grow. You can't grow without the word of God. See, some people want to grow on feelings and what some preacher or this, that, or the third. No, if you want to grow, your desire have to be the pure milk of the word so you can grow. Stop trying to grow any other way. But they, you know, like I said, we're living in a microwave world now. We're living in a Burger King, have it your way. But I'm going to tell you, the best way to have it is to have that sincere milk of the word. It will cause you to live above who you think you are. Because it's that word in you making it happen. It's that word in you. But anyway, anyone have any comments on anything or something you want to share, you want to edify brothers and sisters? How about we do that now? Let's edify. Anybody got a word of edification? Anybody want to build somebody up? Let's build up the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Anybody? Amen. Do I have another one? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? I want to bless somebody right now. I'm going to bless you. Because sometimes people, they allow my confidence to offend them. But don't allow my confidence to offend your insecurity. Don't do that. Don't allow my faith to bother you. If you want to do anything, join in. It's yours. God wants you there. He wants you to be higher and higher. He wants you to know more than your teacher knew. That's the kind of God you serve. He wants you to know, yeah, I'm telling you. He wants you to be greater. See, all the Wright brothers could do was get the plane off the ground. Well, the next generation came, got it in the air. And the next generation came, we went to the moon. The next generation came, went to the moon. See, God want to ever increase our faith and ever increase our learning. So stop allowing the enemy to stop you. Right, well, this is all. No, that ain't all. God has so much. Woo! Do God have so much. But if you're not going to do the basics, you ain't ready for the other. Matter of fact, I like to say you ain't deserving of it. Because when you think about it, it's God himself living in you. And you ain't got to do all this. Let me live like this and let me live. No, you just decide that you're going to live in that word. You decide you're going to make the word of God first place and watch God start elbowing his way in your spirit because you desire it. See, when you desire the thing, it's different. Well, let me get personal with some of you guys because y'all don't want to say nothing today. But I'm gonna go right there where you live at. You want a man to desire you. You men, you want that woman to desire you. So much better. I'd rather be in love with somebody desire me than somebody that don't desire me. Hallelujah. I better not go there. I'm just trying to go in your neighborhood. Don't get too holy on me, y'all. But you'd rather have a man that, boy, he just desires everything about you. The way you cook, the way you walk, the way you, just desire, that desire, overwhelming desire. Because you know it's authentic, you know it's real, you know it's, and you mean, you want a woman to desire you. You ain't got to have guns like me. That's a joke. Anyway. You ain't got to have all this. You ain't got to be 6'4". Have beautiful black hair, chest. I mean, you ain't got to have a rough board. People desire you, and you ain't got to have all that. But it's so much better when they desire you. They desire your big belly, and they'll tell you, you know what, that'll be my playground. I'll just rub that thing like that. Yeah, it's the desire. God said, want us to desire his word. Have that desire. That makes it a deep something. But that's what God wants. He wants us to desire. Now, you might say what you want to say, but why do you think women put on makeup sometimes? Why do you think they put their eye stuff on their eye? Why do you think? Because they want something. I'm not saying they flirt. That's not what I'm saying. But you want to be desirable. You want to look your best. You don't want to have step. But I'll leave that there. What's up? But God said desire the sincere milk of the word. Have that desire. Make a difference. Anyone else? Okay. Well, hopefully, since we didn't record it, we'll see if we can make it happen tomorrow. Meanwhile, y'all that will help me out tomorrow, I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm on the road, so I need you all to help me on air tomorrow. If you got a word to share, It'll be a big help with me. So I appreciate it very much. If you got a word of edification, I don't want you trying to condemn nobody, because God don't condemn us. As not popular with most people, because most folks want to be condemned. It's just like when people are miserable, they want to be miserable. I mean, that's how they know. But if you want help, you don't want to be miserable. But anyway, God don't see us condemned, because Romans 8:1 says, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So please, come tomorrow and the rest of the week and help me minister to each other without condemning each other. Let's give them a word of edification, exaltation. That's what the fivefold ministry is really about, brothers and sisters. He gave us that to we come into that full stature of Christ. So we got some work to do. So meanwhile, amen.